Y'all mother truckers, welcome to another episode of the Hollywood Hick. It is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at y'all from Hollywood, California, right up from Hollywood Boulevard, spitting distance from Hollywood and Vine, the most famous intersection in all of the world. I just wanted to lead this one off with one. I want to give a big old props to the fucking Crab Diver Network, because this shit has been a whole lot of fun. So anybody who's been listening, thanks for listening, and thanks to the Crab Diver Network for throwing this shit up twice a week so far for the last month or so. It's been a whole hell of a lot of fun. In case y'all don't know, it goes up new on Tuesdays and Fridays. I'm getting good at this. Tuesdays and Fridays at 7 in the p.m. on the West Coast and 10 in the p.m. That's what that means on the East Coast. But as I've told Tim the last episode, when I finally figured out I needed to include others than the West Coast because I was being selfish, and I apologize. Sorry, y'all. But if you're in the middle, you're just going to do the maths because you should be good at it by now, because people only give you one or the other normally on shit. And then you have to, if you're stuck in the middle, you have to do the maths. And I'm sorry that you got stuck with having to do the maths, but that's just the way it is. So, but this is the Crab Diving Network. So I hope you're tuned into all the other great shows like The Morning Wood in the mornings. I go in before it, like at 7 o'clock in the morning, if you want to hear me complain about Hollywood shit and then get mellowed out by Rick Wood. The Morning Wood with Rick Wood comes on in the morning. You got to watch that. I mean, watch, listen, and I'm going to confess something right now, because, I might be a little bit drunk for this episode of the Hollywood Hick, because I went across the street after work, because I've been working this day job, so I went across the street after work, and I had a couple of beers over there because they have a good happy hour, and I had some fried pickles and a couple of beers, and then I came home, and then my best bitch from next door came over, and we were just sitting up here laughing and talking, and I was supposed to be doing the Hollywood Hick, and you know what I was doing? I was laughing and talking and drinking beers, and my good friend Mary and Wanda might have showed up. I'm not gonna say they didn't. And so I was having a good time, and now I forget the whole point of that, but whatever, I've been having a good time. Oh, the point of that is I might be a little bit buzzed for this episode. I might be a little bit drunky for this episode of the Hollywood Hick. So Lord knows what might come out of my mouth, so prepare yourselves now. I'm warning y'all early that the Hollywood Hick might spout off at the mouth, and if I do, I mean it all out of love. And I'll try to preface everything with bless her heart, because as a Southern person, that absolves me of whatever shit I'm about to say about somebody. So it's kind of like the people who dingle their hand out the window of the car. They think that absolves them of whatever untoward nonsense is coming my direction because I happen to be the jackass who's right behind them and is stuck and can't do anything about it. I swear, I hate a hand dingler. Don't be a hand dingler. That is my first public service announcement of the evening. I don't know how many there might be, but if there's more, that's the first one. Don't be a hand dingler. That's untoward nonsense, and I do not appreciate it. Nobody does, because people who do it think that absolves them. Just because I dingled my hand, that everything's okay. No, it's not okay. Really, what I want to do is wish I had some kind of special machete contraption on my car that would just chop that hand right off. That's what I'm thinking, because I think these violent thoughts because they are inconveniencing me, and that is a horrible way to be. Thanks, America. I have these thoughts. I'm like, oh, that's why I take public transportation. And then that's not always the best. That's not always the best either. Because sometimes when you're on public transportation, it's like you are surrounded by crazy, and you just have to suck it up and try not to make eye contact. I was talking about this yesterday. I think it was yesterday with Pat over on the Crab Diving Show. I was filling in for Ryan because he was flying back from Florida, and he don't like flying. We were making fun of him. But he freaks out. I hope you made it. Ryan, I ain't talked to you yet, but I hope you made it okay. So, but I'm sure you did, because I would have heard a story if you hadn't made it. I hope you had enough whiskey, and I think hopefully you had enough brownie left to make it all the way home, because that's what I would hope for myself. Now I digressed. Fuck, I forget what I was talking about. See, I told y'all I've been drinking, so I'm going to digress a lot. So whatever I was talking about, I don't remember. I'm moving on to something else. Let's go check out. Okay. All right, whatever. Let's talk about what everybody is talking about, because I can't remember what I was talking about, so I'm going to talk about something new. But everybody is out there talking about these Sony hacks. Like, so the fucking... I hate to admit this shit, y'all. I really, mother trucking, hate to admit this shit. But, oh my God, the terrorist won, y'all. The terrorist won. I'm starting to believe it more and more. It's like, we should all be in a movie theater somewhere watching it. And, okay, again, how much do I hate this? How much do I fucking hate this shit, right? I hate it so much. I hate it so very much when I've talked about this before, when I have to like agree with somebody that I would like rather not have to like agree with at all. But fucking, I have to agree with fucking Mitt Romney when he, like, I read, like, he tweeted something, I don't know, somewhere he said it, and I'm gonna paraphrase because I've told y'all already once I've been drinking. So but he said that Sony, what they should do is just put it out for fucking free. Be like, here, everybody just watch this movie, and then everybody can watch it. And it's like, what you gonna do, bad boys, what are you gonna do? So I think that's like a very, very, very good idea. And fuck you for making me agree with Mitt goddamn Romney. And I love it. But the part that fascinates me the most is like these email stories that they're trying to like make like worse than they are. Like, they are like, there's some like the racial undertones of some, but like really I've read worse. And but the other one, like the one that I've been liking to read about, like Angelina Jolie and the Cleopatra movie with that Scott Rudin, the bitchy queen Scott Rudin, like he's like had it with her. And but apparently, like, because, like, whatever, they released more of it, and it was supposed to be all salacious and shit, but it really wasn't that fucking bad. Like, they're trying to make Angelina Jolie sound really, really bad, but I kind of just, like, whatever, she's an actress and a little bit self-absorbed and all of that kind of stuff. Yes, all of those things that I rail about, but at least she's being passionate about it. It's kind of what I'm hoping. But I just, my favorite part is Scott Rudin being just such a bitchy queen, and everybody, but trying to take his bitchy queeniness, which is just an off the cuff comment that any bitchy queen says. And it's just like, it's like anybody else saying like, okay, let me think about that. No, or whatever. But it's like a bitchy queen just comes back with something funny, because face it, homos are funny. We are a very funny lot. So per capita, we are way funnier than any other like little subsect, if you look at, or whatever, whatever you call it, like breakdown of people. That's what I'm talking about. Again, I've been drinking and I cannot I'm not getting scientific, because if I go scientific, then I would sound like a complete moron, and I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stop myself before I take that down a slippery slope that I'm not prepared to try to scramble back up. But what I was trying to get to is there's this email, right, from between that Amy Pascoe, poor thing, she is just getting beat the fuck up. Bless her heart. I mean, she did say it, but I mean, she didn't expect anybody to be paying her any attention. Did she really? I hope not. But about those, at least, is what I'm saying. But but this email, so they're talking about Cleopatra movie that Angelina Jolie wants David Fincher to direct, but then Scott Rudin wants him to direct this Jobs movie. And I don't think either of these movies is going anywhere right now, which is kind of funny. But they're like going back and forth, and like Angelina Jolie has been like studying something about, like, she's going to study more films to figure out what to cut out of this like big old long script to like tighten it up, like make it more Angelina Jolie. But fucking everybody's all up in arms because Scott Rudin had a little bitchy comeback, but he's like, beyond belief, she's studying films, kill me please, immediately. That is like a homo going like, oh good Lord, just let her fucking do this shit and then we'll like deal with it on the flip side. But then the best part is when that Amy Pascoe was like, what films is she studying? And his reply is, I'm assuming the one she's been in, which is a great fucking witty comeback. So it's just people being witty. And so people need to fucking lighten up, because the real tragedy of this whole motherfucking story, aside from a few relationships probably being kind of fucked up from now on for a little while, people going to be a little bit just like, there's going to be a lot of side eyes in Hollywood. There's going to be so many fucking side eyes in Hollywood. People are going to be just everywhere they go, like, they're going to be like, I read what you did. Because everybody's reading it. I'm reading it right now off the internet. And I kind of feel dirty for doing it, but not that dirty. Not dirty enough to not do it. And that's just how that shit goes. So that's just what happens. But I could read you more about this, but it really is just kind of boring, really. It's not, they sell it to be something more than it is. And this is over on that Defamer website, so nobody says I'm trying to steal shit, because I'll give you your props. Defamer, y'all, like, I love these, like, websites that, like, they're not scared to fucking publish the shit. And then here I am talking about it. But now I'm talking about it under the guise. I'm kind of like Sony, how they're blaming the movie theater companies that project the movies. Those are the ones who, like, backed out. So then that's why Sony had to back out, because they didn't have anybody to show their movie. Like, that was a good hand to play, to, like, wait for them, because they knew it was coming. Because if because people panic. People in this country are like sheep. They're going to be like, ah, I can't go. Ain't none of them. It's going to be, it would have been, like, nobody would have been at the movies except for me. I probably would have gone in defiance. But now I'm just like, whatever. It's become too much of a thing. And now it's like, I don't know. I wouldn't have gone to the movies anyway. I'm trying to act like I would have, but I wouldn't. See, that's the liquor. Truth serum. I corrected myself. I wouldn't be there, because I don't like going to the movies when there's a bazillion fucking people there. And I have to, like, I like to go to the movies on off times when everybody else is at work or something. If I have a day off and, like, time out, that's when I want to go all by my goddamn self, so I don't have anybody bother me. I can eat as many fucking gummy cherries, bears, frogs, whatever the fuck I want to, drink up as much Diet Coke as I want to, because I figure that balances the gummy, and then I don't have to be judged, and I ain't gonna do no judging, and there won't be but like 3 people in the theater, like at 10 in the morning. I like to go to those movies. So why do I keep telling people that? Because now people, because, like, I gotta quit telling where I live close to, and that I do shit like that. Ryan and Pat told me, because I'm gonna get stalked. So don't think you're gonna stalk me, because I'm looking over my shoulder all the time, people. Yeah, but this fucking Sony shit cracks my ass up. Completely cracks my fucking ass up. But I really think the fucking terrorists won this one, because they got it shut down. And the thing that I find sad too is the movie apparently isn't that good. I haven't seen it. I'm only going off of speculation off of the interwebs. But usually that shit turns out to be kind of true. Like, the interwebs people, they're fucking, like, they are snakes. They don't give a shit. Like, it's like, yeah, but whatever. Whatever. We have talked enough about Sony. I'm not going to talk about Sony anymore, but that's what's happening. But my favorite part of that is the whole email exchange about Angelina Jolie, how they're trying to make her out this horrible person. And before I thought she was a horrible person, but now I kind of think she's passionate. And she is pretty. So the homo gene in me kicked in, and I was like, okay. So I give her a little bit of a bye because she's pretty. And I know that is shallow, and fuck, you can judge me if you want to, but you know what Dolly Parton says about judging? That means you're already sinning. So guess what? You're already going to hell. So thank you, Dolly Parton, for jumping in and usurping that shit before it can even hit. Dolly Parton is the greatest human being ever to walk this planet, by the way, in case anybody was ever wondering what I thought about that. And stars in the greatest movie ever, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. Oh, and did y'all see, because you know who is in that? Mr. Burt Reynolds himself. I love Mr. Burt Reynolds. He is one of my favorite. Like, honestly, if Dolly Parton and Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise could be in every movie that ever comes out ever again, even though Dom DeLuise is dead, rest in peace, because I love Dom DeLuise. But fucking, if I love those three. Like, they were always my 3 favorites. And Dolly Parton's the best thing in the world. And Burt Reynolds, he was fucking hot way back in, like, the, like, late 70s, early 80s. That Burt Reynolds, if that Burt Reynolds could star in everything, I would be totally down. And did you see that, like, the, he had, like, a, he did an auction because he needed money to save his house. He is always needing to, like, auction, like, like, Bert, you're foxy and shit, but you was not good with money, because I just remember you was always in trouble. Like, Lonnie was taking your money, like, something. Yeah, remember he was married to Lonnie Anderson from WKRP in Cincinnati, and she was in Stroker Ace with him, that racing movie where he had to dress up like a chicken. It's a really horrible movie, but I like it. It also has Parker Stevenson in it before Kirstie Alley got her claws into him. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I fucking love Burt Reynolds. Like, and fucking Deliverance Burt Reynolds, he is hot. Whatever, I digress talking about Burt Reynolds. But, oh, what I was getting to was my dream car of all dream cars is the Bandit car. I love that 1977 Pontiac Firebird Trans Am with the T-tops, gold with the, I mean, black with the gold trim and the screaming chicken on the hood and the red interior. That car is fucking hot. And he had his own personal Bandit car that was not in the movie, apparently, but he drove it like it was his, like, promotional car that he would use to drive around for, like, the movie premieres and shit, where he would show up with that cowboy hat and that mustache looking all like the Bandit and shit. And And on that car, they thought it was going to sell for like a couple of like $50,000 or something. It sold for like $450,000. That is my dream car. If I had $451,000 that I didn't really give two shits about, I would have so had that car and been driving all over Los Angeles. I would have got the biggest cowboy hat with one of them feather bands on it. When growed me, I can grow the hell out of a fucking mustache too, motherfuckers. Mother truckers, I can really grow a fucking mustache. My facial hair comes in thicker than hell. Like my regular head hair has decided to give out in places, and that is some straight up bullshit that I will address at a different time. But my fucking facial hair, like, that shit is fucking robust. That's what it really is. Like, I can grow a mustache in like 2 weeks and it'll be full like lumberjack fucking mustache. People are always fussing at me if they like make out with me for too long and I haven't shaved. They're always telling me that I fucked up their face, made them all like chapped. And you know what, it's true, because my fucking man beard fucked their face up. That's what happens. Also, because I'm good at a Mac Daddy, and that means I was engaged and participating, so you should be thanking me. That's like a hickey from Ken Nicky. See, I told y'all I've been drinking. I shouldn't be allowed to do this, but I am. Who cares? This is my show. I can do whatever the fuck I want, right? Oh my God, I haven't flipped the page off of the computer yet because I went off on a tangent about Burt Reynolds, who is my favorite. Oh, but he raised a shit ton of money at his like auction thing, because to like save his house. So I hope he saved enough to save his house. It was like almost $5 million or something he got from all his like memorabilia. So that also means props to you, Burt Reynolds, because there are at least enough people out there that think your shit is worth like almost $5 million, just your like stuff. Granted, it was like some of your like better stuff, but my stuff ain't worth that shit. Ain't worth nothing like that. My stuff ain't worth nothing like that. I want people to be like, I want that Brent Reynolds. I want to have that Jeep Brent Parrish used to drive back in before, the one that got its doors stolen. Yeah, somebody stole the doors off my Jeep one time. That's some bullshit. You know that? I went to go to work one morning and I went to my Jeep. I had just to park out on the street out in this neighborhood. And I walked out, and when I was kind of groggy, you know, it's morning, I'm like, fuck, I think I had to be there early even. And I get up to it, I'm like, something's not right. And I look at it, and I just had to stop and be like, motherfucker, it's all I can think. It's like, God damn it. No doors, both doors stole right off of it. And come to find out, the neighborhood I lived in, there had been a rash of people of Jeeps getting the doors stolen around there. So anybody who had a Jeep, when I took it in to get fixed, the dude asked me what neighborhood I was from, which honestly, now that I think back on it, because I've been watching a lot of true crime shit, he knew exactly what neighborhood. I bet that motherfucker was in on it or something. He knew. Nah, and then he went out it. Maybe that was his scheme, though. Who the fuck knows? Now, see, look, now I'm getting paranoid. Now I'm getting paranoid, like projecting shit on people that is from years ago. That's some nonsense. All right, let's talk about nonsense. Oh, I saw this story over. This is my, I like to look at this other one, the page 6. I don't know if y'all like that, but did y'all see this about this? I bet some of y'all out there lost some Instagram followers, but I bet you, did y'all see that where they like went in and did some, like, we're getting rid of spam accounts and shit, like where it's all been fluffed with numbers and shit? Guess who the fuck got biggest hit with that shit? Fucking one of the ones I said I would never talk about, but when I will talk about them like this because it makes them look like they're a bad person, and on that I'm all for. But that fucking Kim Kardashian, she lost 1.3 million followers. So she had 1.3 million fake ass accounts to use to inflate her stuff. People giving her all this money, think she had all this. I mean, sure, she's still got millions, but fuck, 1.3 of them were fake, and that is some bullshit. You know who's second right behind? Rihanna, with her gotta put her titties out all the time shit. At least her titties look better than Miley Cyrus. Because fucking Miley Cyrus, she runs around them pasties, covers up her whole titty. It's like, honestly, I've said it before, but somebody needs to tell that bitch that when your pasty covers your whole titty, it ain't a pasty. It looks ridiculous. But Rihanna always got her titties out. This picture of her on this website right now is hysterical. She's got total dick-sucking face. It's supposed to be surprise face, but it's dick-sucking face. It really is. Who is third? Oh, third down the list. Or not third. Probably not. Who knows? But the third one on this list, on this page 6 website I'm looking looking at. Katy Perry lost 300,000. Even Oprah lost 100,000, straight up real. Yep, it's bad for celebrities. It's pretty embarrassing. Whatever. Well, it's not that embarrassing. Whatever. Everybody knew people inflated that shit. So now they've like kind of leveled the playing field. Like, I bet all 36 of my followers are still there, because I earned all 36 of my followers, all y'all. And I appreciate and love all y'all, even though I don't hardly ever Instagram anymore. But I'm going to fix that. Because, I didn't even had to tell y'all, like, this is what I did drunk. See, this is why I shouldn't drink. And I'm now drinking in front of y'all. I hope I don't confess to them. But if in the course of this, I confess something I shouldn't, would somebody please at least, like holler at me and be like, hey, dude, you kind of talked some straight up shit there for a second. So you might want to edit that out before you, like, make any kind of podcast nonsense. So I encourage that shit. You can tweet it. No, don't tweet it, because then more people see it. Just hit the brother on the down low, and we'll be good. But I think I'm gonna hold it in. But really, I am kind of buzzed. I didn't expect to do this, y'all, but it's actually more fun, because now I don't give a shit. But usually I give a shit and I try to like act like I'm gonna regale y'all for a whole 55 minutes, but sometimes I can just fucking riff and talk about nonsense and apparently just think y'all gonna listen to it as I segue from this the people from Instagram losing all their followers into something else, because I ran out of things to talk about, because I fucking go on tangents. Do y'all go on tangents like I do? I do it all the fucking time. It's fucking funny. But yeah, these people fucking like lost tons of followers, and people get, I didn't know this, but people get like $100,000 for a good tweet. I gotta fucking up my tweet game. Oh, that's what I was getting to. See, I drank too much. I was trying to tell y'all something, and then I get on tangents and I can't remember how to get all the way back around. Like it, like my stories are like a Pac-Man kind of circle. There's like a gap. You know what I mean? Like, whatever, you get it. Like they don't, the lines don't connect sometimes like they should. But, what I was getting at is I got a new Twitter handle, I think, if I did it right. But now I can't remember the password, so I can't. I was going to do an inaugural tweet from the Hollywood Hick, but something I either typed a letter in weird that I don't remember or something. I've got to like dig this shit out, and I got tired of digging for it. It was making me frustrated. I was borderline blackout rage, and so I quit. But there, I'm pretty sure here in the very near future, by the next episode, come Tuesday, if you listen, because you know this shit comes out on Tuesdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. on the West Coast, 10 p.m. on the other coast, on the East Coast, and then if you're in the middle, you got to figure that shit out, because I don't do maths. And but you should listen. And it repeats every day on the sevens, which means over here are the sevens, over yonder the tens, and in the middle it could be maybe a nine, or I'm not sure. I haven't done the math. I should. I will. No, I will. I'll take that back. I really won't. I won't. But whatever. I was Instagram talking, so I got an Instagram. It's the Hollywood Hick or Hollywood Hick or something. I did something with the password. I got to do retrieving shit, and I was getting late, and I got to be at work at the butt crack of dawn. I forgot how it was like to actually have to work a regular day job. So when I have to go into work, which isn't even every day right now, because it's like not, it's kind of slow because it's the holidays. But still, when I have to go in, I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe I have to go to work. I'm such a spoiled shit. It's such a whatever, I can't talk about that because I'm going to make myself look bad, and I want to make myself look good. Oh, by making myself feel better, that's what I'll do, because although I love this woman so much, like she was so much of my fucking puberty was all about Madonna. Madonna got me through a lot. Let me take, hold on, I got to clear my throat. I hope I remember to go back and take that hole out where I had to clear my throat from a frog when I was trying to talk about Madonna. But if I didn't, I hope that you enjoyed a very like moment of silence, so that, or probably not even silence, just like background grunting noises as I tried to like get rid of that frog that I did get rid of. Well, I mean, I always sound like I have a frog, but that was a big ass frog crawled up in there. I don't even know where I'm going with this, but whatever. What I was saying is I want to feel better about myself, so all I have to do is consult the interwebs anytime. And I love Madonna. She got me through a lot of my like child, like not my childhood, but like I was what, four? She came out like 84, so I was 14. Yep, that's how old I am. I ain't afraid to tell how old I am, because you want to know what, aside from a lack of a little bit on the top, a brother still looks fucking fine, and it's always getting mistaken for Clark Kent and Superman. So as long as I can fucking pull that shit off, I'm gonna fucking pull that shit off. I can't believe it. You know how many people come up to me and go like, Hey, gay Superman. I don't know why they feel like they have to throw gay in front of it. I'm just walking down the street looking like a normal person. I don't even, whatever. But they do. They always have to throw gay in front of there. It's fucking hysterical. I'll take it, though. It's like they could be calling me a whole hell of a lot worse, right? That's what I'm saying. Whatever. I'm getting to a point about Madonna making me feel better. Because I love her. She's fucking been around forever. I mean, she's fucking pretentious and fucking tries to talk British. And she's done a lot of fucking things. But she's done a lot of fucking great fucking music over the years. No matter what you're going to say about her. She's fucking done great music over the years. Especially that shit way back when. Like, I was 14. That's what it was. So she got me through puberty and all that shit coming along, zip-faced, fucking scrawny ass kid in fucking North Carolina, fucking whatever. I love me some fucking Madonna, right? But the woman can lose her mind on occasion. And that's what makes me feel better about myself, because even people like this bitch, who should be able to hold it together because she's got more money than God and who really gives a fuck. But apparently, like, some, because all these like leaks and shit, some of her shit got leaked, some like tracks off of an album she's working on, and she went fucking nuts. She like threw out something. She was like, this is what she says. Okay, I'm gonna read it to you. She goes, "This is artistic rape. These are early leaked demos, half of which won't even make it on my album. The other half have changed and evolved. This is from a form of terrorism. What the fuck?" But that's WTF with a lot of exclamation points. So WTF. She didn't even bother to capitalize the T or the FC. She doesn't even really care that much. This is false outrage. Okay, but then she goes on. "Why do people want to destroy the artistic process? Why steal? ? Why not give me the opportunity to finish and give you my very best?" Well, honey, now's your opportunity. You're saying this isn't your very best. Then do it. I kind of get her point, but I just love how she fucking has to scream from the fucking rooftop. What the fuck? You couldn't even take the time to capitalize the T and the F and make it a real what the fuck. Like, if you're gonna holler what the fuck, you don't want to. You don't want to go woof. It's what. I can't even make that. How do you make a WTF sound? Woof. Woof. WFT is easier to do than WTF. I just tried it and then I like almost slobbered all over the microphone again. And so I'm not gonna do that. So I quit doing that because I didn't want to have to like clean the microphone because that was getting gross. And who wants a gross microphone? I sure as hell don't want a gross microphone. But whatever, Madonna losing her mind over these like leaks makes me feel better about myself, because even she can't keep it. She's like, I'm going to fuck artistic rape. Artistic rape. I love her. All right, let's see what else did I queue up here to talk about. Hope I remember to go in and take out these moments where I keep drinking. Oh, I was telling, oh, I already told y'all about the Instagram where the celebrities like Kim Kardashian, she's done lost 1.3 million followers. There was another story on here that was fucking hysterical. Where was it at? Mother truckers, where did it go? Hell, I don't know. We're just gonna have to move on, ain't we? We shall. Oh, no, it was about that one head woman. From the Real Housewives. I said I wouldn't ever talk about that. Here we go. I found it. I had to click more stories, y'all. See, I told you I've been drinking. But that fucking Teresa Giudice chick, I said I wouldn't talk about these. I said I wouldn't talk about them trashians there. I wouldn't talk about her, but that was making fun. And on this kind of, I don't know why I get so much joy out of this, just because her whole smug attitude and everything. But apparently, because, you know, they owe all this money and restitution for being like complete thieves and horrible people. And apparently the feds busted into their house. And I love how this is worded. "This week, after the disgraced reality TV diva pleaded guilty to fraud charges and could not pay her $420,200 restitution bill," that's what was reported on the Radar Online. But apparently, Teresa was at home and was stunned by the raid. She had no clue they were coming. She was absolutely hysterical and begging them not to take the girls. Christmas present. I said that like the girls. I had to take a breath. I told you I've been drinking. I said, but begging them not to take the girls' Christmas presents. That's what she did. She wanted them to take. Okay, I get that. You wouldn't want them to take your kids' Christmas presents. But at the same time, you do the crime. You do the time. You're like, what is up there, New Jersey, Massachusetts? You, Teresa Giudice, you and fucking Marky Mark need to go get yourselves some itsy bitsy little violins and go find yourselves a damn corner and start playing your fucking violins together so the rest of us can cry tears while y'all have been like riding high on the hog, and now the fucking the you got time to pay the piper and you want to cry foul. Although Marky Mark's paid the piper before, but he's like thinks he should be relieved. Whatever. You get my point. I hope there was a point there. If not, then I'm moving on to something else. But it doesn't matter because I was done talking about it. I'm not going to talk about it too long because I told you I don't like them housewives people. I only like the mob wives. Oh, and I will apologize right now as I speak of the mob wives, my beloved mob wives, because I did not have time to watch Mob Wives before this episode of The Hollywood Hick. So if any of y'all was looking forward to a Mob Wives update, I apologize to you right now because I did not have time to watch it because I have to wait for whatever. I just did not have time. I'm not waiting for anything. I did not have time. I was working and or doing comedy things or doing something. So sorry. But on Tuesdays, because I'm dying to watch the shit. So by the Tuesday episode coming up next week before Christmas, I will send y'all into Christmas holiday itself with an update on the Mob Wives so you will know how not to behave when you get to your family's house for Christmas. So see, look, now that I did, so public service number two right there. I didn't even think I'd have one and there it comes right there, because now I will get you all riled up and let you see that these people do not know how to behave, and this is not how you would want to behave, and so don't do this. It's a very good lesson in what not to do at family dinner on Christmas, that you just need to keep it together and punch a pillow when your bitch ass gets home or some shit. But yeah, so there's no Mob Wives update today. Sorry, y'all. If you was looking forward to it, I was too. I really was. I wanted to fit it in. It's my best bitch who lives next door. He came over and started chatting and we were laughing about things and we came up with some fucking good ideas for some YouTube videos. And I was on a roll. So there might be some good entertainments that come out of that. So if anybody was upset, then you might get more entertainments. So just shoo. Sorry, all y'all mother truckers. I had to take a break. I was going off the rails. So I had to like pause for a moment and like sit here in the Florida room, look out on Hollywood Boulevard and regroup myself because a brother was going all kind of off the mother trucking rails. But we're all good now. We're back. But sit here, I did have a moment and reflect. Cause and I'm sorry for that abrupt like segue or whatever that was there. Whatever, is that a segue? I don't even know if it's gonna be a segue. I haven't put the two pieces together yet, but when I do, I know it's gonna be abrupt. And I just figure that that's the way that like whatever God it is you like talk to or pray to or like whatever, that's how they intended it to be. So let's just go with that and we'll move on. But I was looking out on Hollywood Boulevard because lately the level of crazy out there is just extraordinarily high, just crazy. Like I walk down the street because I love walking down on Hollywood Boulevard and like just like checking out what the goings on. Makes me feel better about myself. I talk about all the time how I like to like do things that make me feel better about myself, one of which is wander out to Hollywood Boulevard when like all the like craziness is happening so that I can just sit back and be like, oh my god, I might be a drunk fool talking on the radio right now, but I am not like wandering up and down Hollywood Boulevard screaming and yelling at somebody. And also I'm always wondering who's gonna get the fucking stabbed next, because people are getting stabbed, shot, craziness down there. Craziness. There was a drive-by at the bottom of my hill a year and a half, 2 years ago. It was nuts. It was nuts. Yeah, that's what the trials and tribulations of living in Hollywood, which is why we have all of these like Hollywood rags that I get to look at and talk shit about. But I was just looking at all of my stuff because I was like trying to regroup, like I told y'all, because I was drunk as a skunk. I'm actually not drunk as a skunk. I just got a nice happy buzz where I'm just over here flapping my jaws talking to y'all. It's all good and whatnot. But I was thinking to myself, I have been gathering up because I keep talking so much lately that I don't get to enough stupid criminal stories. And I had come across quite a few, I won't say quite a few. That's like building expectations up way too fucking high. So don't take it there, people. But I do have a few stories of from like stupid ass criminal people that make me feel so much better about myself, just so much better about myself, because I have not done any of this nonsense. Oh, this one popped right up. I was trying to get to those. Okay, I'm gonna tell y'all this, and then because this guy is dumb as a stump, just ignorant, old man, whatever, but it's like it makes me laugh. And if I had the time and or the patience, I would have gotten a clip of this but I didn't do it because I ran out of time because I've been busier in a one-arm paper hanger, and I haven't had a chance to make clips. They take a minute, and then I have to like cut them in, and I'm trying to get this shit done, y'all, because I want to get this on the radio for y'all, because I have to be at work at the butt crack of dawn tomorrow. So here I am up late in the middle of the night talking to y'all on the radio, and it's a lot of fucking fun, actually. I'm having tons of fucking fun. But this dude right here on the Crab Diving Network, by the way, that's right, www.crabdiving.com/live if you want to hear this shit live on the radio. It's streaming 24/7. There's always something on the Crab Diving. You should listen 24/7. I'm for real. Just make it your background music. But okay, this fool, and normally I don't get this political kind of shit, but it's just it's funny to me because I usually reserve that for when I go visit the Crab Diving boys. But fucking Pat Robertson is over here spouting off of some other nonsense. But this nonsense is just so fucking funny because Pat Robertson has basically said that gays are going to go, quit worrying about the homos because they're just going to go extinct because they don't reproduce. What, like, here's the quote. I think this is the quote from here. Oh, yeah. He's like, you know, those who are homosexual will die out because they don't reproduce. You know, you have to have heterosexual sex to reproduce. Same thing with that church. It's doomed. It's going to die out because it's the most nonsensical thing I've heard in a long time. I don't understand that last part. I don't know why they left it in the quote, but the part that kills me is you don't have to be heterosexual, have heterosexual sex to reproduce. You have to. It's the heterosexuals that are having the babies that come out homo. It just fucking happens, fool. I did this all wrong. See, I drink too much and I get my quotes all messed up trying to read, pontificate over here, but whatever. Pat Robertson is basically saying that the homos are an extinct breed because we can't make babies. But honestly, we can make babies, and actually we are making babies. A lot of us just don't choose to, because I think having a kid is a choice. And I have personally chosen to not have any. I have a couple of nephews and a niece. I love them, and it's great. And you can give them back, and that's how I like to roll. And my friends have kids. I love them. They're fun, and then I give them back. I call them fun killers because they really are, because I used to have more fun with my friends when I could see them, but now they have kids and I don't get to see them. So yes, they are called fun killers. That's what I call kids, fun killers. And my friends just have learned to accept and love me for it, because they know it comes from a place of love, I reckon. But yeah, Pat Robertson spouting off a whole bunch of nonsense again. That is a nonsense, this spouting, this fella. Good Lord. He's nuts, and I love that, but he's just fucking hysterical. Okay, whatever. But what I was getting to before is I have a couple of few stories about some good old, like, idiot criminal type people that I love to talk about because they make me feel so much better about myself, better than, like, I don't know, Pat Robertson makes me feel a lot better about myself because I am just not that fucking ignorant and bigoted and stupid and just living in the past. Just can't, like if we live, like, according to these people, how like things aren't supposed to evolve, we should just still all be in the Stone Age, like rubbing rocks together, hoping we can like make a spark or something. It's ridiculous. Like, there's always, things are going to move forward and progress. That's just the natural progress. That's just how shit works. At least according to the Hollywood Hick, me, Brent Paris. That's what I'm saying about that. And I'm going to have a sip of beer. Hopefully I remember to take that hole out. But what I'm talking about, stupid criminals, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, so there was this dude. He was in, here we go. It's actually going to, no, it's not. So whatever. There's this dude. The police arrest this dude somewhere, whatever. I'm going to have to talk about something else because my computer doesn't want to do two things at one time. AT and Mother Trucking T. All I'm trying to do is look at a stupid news website. It's not like I'm trying to tax you that very, very hard, but you certainly are acting like it. Well, I can't talk to you and have you do things at the same time. Oh, okay. Here, it finally comes up, right? So this dude hits a DUI in fucking Omaha, and he was driving on four flats. The airbag was deployed. His face looks like somebody had like beat the shit out of it. He's driving on a 2.253 blood alcohol content. I love this dude. I thought there was more funny to this story, but there's really not. I think the funny part I thought was he was driving on the four flats and had his airbag deployed, which is funny. Oh, but no, this is the part I thought was funny, because I always find this funny. I knew it had to be in here and I should be better prepared, and I apologize because I'm not. But sometimes you just got to roll with shit, and that's what we're doing right now. We are rolling with some shit. But the thing that kills me is they tried to, like, take him in. They had him on a low-speed chase. They ended up somewhere over in Omaha called 96th and I Street, or 1 Street. No, it's I Street. But Curzon was taken. His name is something Curzon. Was taken into custody after police used a taser on him. That's what I think is funny. I am a sucker for a good taser video. I know it's awful. It's not, it's like, it's bad. I'm contributing to the lowest common denominator, and I understand that, but I still cannot change who I am. And I find that shit hysterical. It makes me laugh so hard to a good somebody getting tased video, because they start. Oh, I was watching an episode of Cops one time, because you know I love Cops, because that's why I watch Cops, because it makes me feel better about myself, which is why I'm reading these stories about these stupid criminals. If I could just actually be a little bit prepared, it would be a little bit more eloquent. But it is just going to be one of those nights on the fucking Hollywood Hick, mother truckers. And but what I was talking about, oh, the tasering on the episode of Cops that I used to love. Okay. So there's this one. So this dude, right, the cops are, I don't even remember why, and it's irrelevant, so I'm not even going to try to remember why, but the cops are this guy's in a car and they're trying to get him out, and they got the taser pointed at him, and they're like, if you don't get out of the car, they were yelling, he was told on multiple occasions that he was about to get the tased if he did not get out the car. But what these fools did not take the time to acknowledge, these policemen fools, I should say, is because the car was still on and he was sitting in the driver's seat. So when they did tase him, all it did was make him put the foot on the gas, and the dude drove away going vibrating as he drove down the street and runs into like a ditch or some pole. It was hysterical. It was awful, and I shouldn't find it as funny as I did, or still do, because I'm regaling it to y'all. But it was my favorite tasing of all the cops, and I have seen I don't know if I've seen all the Cops, because there might be one I missed. And like the newer shit, I haven't watched as much. But the old Cops, the good Cops from back when it first started, that shit was fucking off the hook. That shit was so fucking good. I love Cops. I love that show so much. And, there was this other story. Okay, because now I'm going on. Okay, so I think this happened over across the pond, because over here, people would probably be way more offended and wouldn't put this shit on there. But apparently, this chick, people are fucking nuts and crazy. So apparently, this woman, the headline is, spurned wife leaves cheating husband and twin naked in busy car park. So basically what happened was, this woman found out her husband was cheating on her with her twin sister, and they were in a parking lot over in England's a car park. That means across the pond. They were across the pond somewhere, I'm assuming London, England, somewhere over that way. And but for whatever reason, when she starts yelling, they get out the car. They were in the car fucking butt naked, and then they get out the car. Why? I don't know. And the woman, the spurned twin, whose husband was getting on with her sister, realizes that they had jumped out the car, and then she jumps in it and drives off and leaves the two butt naked to just have to stand there in the fucking parking lot. One, the husband tried to chase her, but it didn't do any good. She just left him butt naked, butt fucking naked. Oh, what was it? Their names are good too. Ting Su, 29, caught her husband and twin cheating on her and followed them to a shopping center using a mobile phone tracker. Oh, she went to find husband Chang. So Ting Su called Ching Su, and who's 30, completely naked in the car with her sister. And then Ming was a witness. So whatever. This is a lot of Asian people getting naked in a car park over across the pond. That is fucking hysterical. And then there's a picture of the sister. She's just standing there covering her face with her hands, and they blur out her nether regions. Oh my God, that's so fucking funny. That is fucking hysterical. I love that shit so much. I live for these kind of stupid stories. They make me feel better. Oh, this is not a stupid criminal story, but I saw this and I just clicked past it, and I meant to talk about it earlier. So we're going to interject into the stupid criminal section of the Hollywood Hick this evening. But So Obama worked out this deal with Cuba where we're all going to be friends now. And like, what's wrong with that? Don't we want more friends? We don't want more enemies. That's stupid. If we can have one less enemy, then that's a good thing. So he like worked out this deal, whatever. And I've already said I'm the Hollywood Hick. I do not pretend to know all the particulars about shit, but I do know it happened. And so I consider it a good thing. Some people don't. I do. But apparently there's like some picture of him with like somebody handed him a Cuban cigar, and like he's like holding it and like smelling it, looking at it like he likes it. Well, yes. Hell yes. He says, we are cool with Cuba now, so we can have their cigars. So they're going to be lifting that shit probably. So good. If you want your Cuban cigars, you don't got to be all sneaky on the download. You can have a real fucking Cuban cigar. How about that? At least give them the props for that. So don't be trying to make a story out of nothing. Obama had a cigar. Big fucking whoop. Big mother trucking whoop. There are bigger worries than what. We just got hacked. Fucking North Korea beat Hollywood's ass by threatening to like blow up movie theaters so they wouldn't release a movie that apparently is pretty fucking shitty. So just remember that nonsense. That's all I got to say about that. You know, because otherwise you have like people like, you just have people running a fucking muck. I don't know where I'm going with that. I was like, I need to segue back into stupid criminals. But, speaking of stupid criminals, there are other ones. There are other ones. And we're just going to go right into that because I'm drunk and I forgot what I was talking about again. Is that like the 18th time I forgot what I was talking about and just had to completely change the subject? One time I had to completely stop the show for a good few minutes. That lucky for y'all, I am able to just like cut out that whole of where I would have been standing outside sipping on a Bud Light, wondering what the fuck was going on and why I needed to get my act together, looking out at Hollywood, just going, shit. Hollywood, motherfuckers. I don't know. I see, again, off the fucking rails. I am never drinking and doing this show again, and that is probably the biggest lie I've told in about, like, 6 months. But, whatever. Okay. There's this story. I love this. I love a stupid criminal, and this is the stupidest of criminals. This is a quick little short one, but somewhere, okay, I love fucking, you want to make a big statement, but you can't fucking spell your shit right. So some bitch got her car keyed and didn't bring along the dictionary, apparently, because an unknown suspect vandalized Wendy Owens' 2013 Chevrolet Sonic over the weekend while the car was parked outside her South Carolina. Here it is, South Carolina. South Carolina is starting to become like a Florida with some fucking shit going down up in there. I'm just saying is all. I've noticed that South Carolina has come a lot. But on the chick, when she scratched into the car, it was supposed to say, bitch, I'm get you. Bitch, I'm get you. But she spelled it all caps. She fucking went Kanye style. Bitch. B-I-C-T-H. Bitch. Bicth. Bicth. I'm get you. Bicth. I'm get you. I love when people can't fucking spell. Like, if you are going to make that bold a statement, you need to make sure you can spell that shit. That is all I got to say on that subject for straight up reals. It's ridiculous. People need to just, people like, I love how people try to call somebody ignorant and then can't spell ignorant, because I have seen that shit too. It's fucking hysterical. It's fucking hysterical. Oh, I love too when people fucking, like, every year, why is it every year there is somebody getting nabbed for stealing toys out of the fucking needy children donation box. There is always three sisters fucking somewhere in Aledo, wherever the fuck Aledo is, in Mercer County somewhere. I'm getting to it, but fuck, I don't know. I'm not even going to dig that. But three chicks got busted for stealing out of the toys for needy children box. Hell, there's a lot of these stories. Caught in the act stealing shit right here over in Michigan. Duo of dopey package thieves caught in the act by a vigilant Michigan homeowner. It's just two fucking kids trying to make off with a fucking Macy's box, because I can tell by that star on it. Idiot boys. Idiot boys, you know their mom and daddy is ready to put a boot in their ass. Just a fucking boot in their ass. And honestly, speaking of somebody who ought to get a boot in their ass, I came across this story from, guess where, Clearwater, Florida. South Carolina ain't beat them yet, apparently, because Florida is everywhere when it comes to crazy. Like, in Hollywood, like, no wonder there's a place called Hollywood, Florida, because there is a fucking lot of crazy here. They must fucking get confused. Or maybe at least I can rationalize it that way and make myself feel better, thinking they feel like they should be in Florida, whatever. But I digress again. I told y'all I've been drinking. But in Clearwater, Florida, there's this woman. She's facing assault charges for allegedly slapping her grandmother, her grandmama, for slapping mama multiple times. And the purported reason, the reason why this woman in Florida, Miss Rachel Ann Hayes, 27, of Clearwater, Florida, is because the grandmother would not accept her Facebook friend request. That's why. That is some straight up mother trucking bullshit. Yeah. So the deputy said the alleged, this on the news thing I read on Huffington Post, I think. So the deputy said the alleged assault took place around 3:39 in the a.m. in the home of Hayes' 72-year-old grandmother when the two began arguing about the status of Hayes' friend request. So this chick was probably living for free off of her grandma, 27 years old, and then came home drunker and cootie brown, started slapping her grandma around for not accepting her friend request. Because look down here at the bottom of the article, and what does it say? Hayes is currently being held without bond in the unpronounceable county jail, whatever. Jail records show she has previously been arrested for a DUI, violation of probation for DUI, and disorderly conduct for urinating in public. So she is one of the finest of upstanding citizens we are going to come across in this day and age. I can't say anything for peeing out in public. I pee in public all the time. Sometimes you just got to go. But for some reason, and I'm sorry, it's this double standard, ladies, but it's more effort for y'all. So it just seems that like it seems worse. But it's really not, but it seems like it is. But it's not, but it is. But it's not, but it is. It's that sort of thing. But I'm on your side. Pee wherever you want. No, don't pee wherever you want. I don't want dogs peeing wherever they want. But at least find a little corner with some grass, like a little grassy patch or something to suck it up, not just run down the street like some little yellow river. I hate that shit. You see people do it all the time, drunk asses. And I'm sure I've done it, and I'm over here bitching about shit that I've done. But I try not to do it anymore, so that makes me feel better about my damn self. So, hell, let's look. See how much more time I got going on here. Oh, we're getting low on time on here. Only got a couple of minutes left on the Hollywood hick here. And there's one last story I'm going to tell y'all real quick because it kind of cracks me up. It's sad, but it's like word sad, but I just kind of like how Canada will handle some shit. But up there in Canada land, this chick, I'm going to give you the brief version. This chick stopped in the middle of a fucking busy like highway on the fast lane to help some ducks across the street, some ducks and ducklings across the street. And this man and his daughter crashed into the back of her and they ended up dying. And this bitch has the most sour puss on her face in the picture that they picked on the internet, because she kind of got off easy. And she got like sentenced to like 90 days or something, but she only has to serve it on weekends and like on like a couple of 240 hours of community service. But she just like, you can tell by looking at her face, she just thinks like, I did something stupid. But like, no, you stop in the middle of the fast lane, chick. Like, I'm sorry, ducks, I love me a duck, I'm cool with a duck, but we're not going to be able to, you can't stop in the fast lane. Nobody stops in the fast lane. Ain't that the rule? Ain't that the mother trucking rule? Well, that's about it for the Hollywood Hick this evening. And I hope my drunk ass hasn't like lost all y'all's kind of attention. But you can find me here on the Crab Diving Network. And you can also find me at Brent Paris on the Twitters. That's where you'll find me, at Brent Paris. Two R's in the Paris to make that shit fancy. Don't forget about that. And I will have that new at the Hollywood Hick or something. Fuck, y'all, I messed that all up. I can't remember what password is or something. And I turned the old one into a this and then, oh, I don't know what I did, but this, it's going to be there. It's going to be awesome. And this is the Crab Diving Network. Tune in to all the fucking fabulous programming on here. It's here 24/7 all the time, and you can find the Hollywood Hick every Tuesday and Friday. Brand new ones on the 7s on the West Coast, on the 10s on the East Coast. Do the math in between, all y'all mother truckers. So I'm out of here, and y'all have a good one. Doodle lamb, do, mother truckers. Bye bye.
Doodle lamb, doodle lamb, doodle lamb, doodle lamb, do. Ring-a-ling, 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 ring-a-ling now. Sing-a-ling, 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 wow.